Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
It is that time. Tuesdays, we roll out an edition of Mock My World here on Bickley and Murata. That's where the four members of the show, myself, Dan Bickley, Jarrett Carlin, Eric Cohen, will have a four-round snake-style draft on the category of the week. Last week's results, Jarrett Carlin, a big runaway victory on the subject of sports bucket list items you want to view.
I'm surprised I won that.
Yeah.
So am I.
World Series Game 7, Kentucky Derby, heavyweight title, boxing match, Super Bowl. I got 45% of the vote. Bickley, you finished second. I finished a distant fourth, as Sarah Cazell finished 18%. I'm okay with that result because I was true to myself on that one.
You had two college basketball events, too.
I did.
Soccer and a tennis.
Yeah. I can't help people. I got different. I got different viewpoints than other people. This week's category, I think, is a pretty interesting one.
All right,
it is athletes from the past. Could be from the far past. It could be from the recent past.
They could be retired. They could be deceased.
Retired or deceased. That if you would most like to see plugged into their modern day sports in the prime of their career.
Like it. Like the way you, presented that.
All right. Is that too confusing?
Got it.
Everybody got it?
Absolutely.
A few more times, Vinny.
Got it.
It's a very long title, so I don't want to take up that much more time.
It's hard to put on Twitter, but all right.
Random.org generated the draft order. Defending champion Jarrett Carlin will go number one.
Of course
he Eric
will.
Going two. I will go third, and you will go fourth. Snake style, so you get two picks on the end of the first round and so forth. Go ahead, Jarrett. Start it off.
I'm going to start with a guy who, because of the way the defense was called or not called in his era, just imagine Michael Jordan in today's game.
Is that spelled
J-O-R-D-O-N?
D-O-N. Jordan. I think I've heard of him. Yeah, that's not obvious. It might be over at this point.
No, we'll see.
Eric Cohen.
He had a 100-point game way back when. I'd like to see what he could do now. Wilt Chamberlain.
That is a good pick as well.
Although the center position, it's a different game. He can't exactly shoot threes.
Yeah, would Wilt Chamberlain be like Andre Drummond today? It's a fair question.
Yeah, it is.
A fair question.
Good point.
My first pick, I'm definitely going tennis here. No, I'm going with some people believe to be the greatest player of all time. In baseball, Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that would be a good one to kind of see what the deal is with him,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Analytics, the shift.
Yeah.
Nutrition.
Yeah, right.
Exercise.
Social media.
Uh-huh. Right. Right, exactly.
That might be an absolute disaster, but it'd be fun to watch.
You got two, Dan?
Okay, give me, I would love to see, I'm going to do a couple of boxers here. I'm going to take Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson.
Imagine Ali with the way that media is now.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know what?
And then I just
the quality of the heavyweight division, those guys would be dominant.
Yeah.
It'd be very...
They'd have to fight each other, which would be kind of cool. It wouldn't just be a video game fight anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I want Ali back for the personality, and I just want to see Mike Tyson fight again just for the intimidate, that raw fury.
Yeah. I'm picking one, and I'm going to pick the name that spurred this whole thought in my head and coming up with this concept for this week. Pistol Pete Maravich. He's a guy, obviously I know about him, I've read about him, never saw him play in person or on television, and it's legendary stuff. I'd love to see it. So Maravich is my pick there.
No, he was razzle dazzle in an era when he was like the only guy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Eric Cohen.
Don't have to go too far back to remember when he played, but talked about as one of the greatest of all time, Wayne Gretzky. Greatest of the greats.
You took my next pick.
Yeah, I had him too.
Would Wayne Gretzky have like 200 points in a season now?
Wow.
I don't think so, but...
Yeah. Nobody even has 100 points now.
It's pretty rare. Not like it used to be.
All right, I'm going to go with another basketball player, same era as Michael Jordan, but sort of LeBron James style of play before LeBron James, Magic Johnson. And now that, you know, these kind of point guards do everything kind of point guards in positionless basketball. I'd love to see him play nowadays. And because it'd be hilarious, because sports gambling is so easy to do now, I would love to see Pete Rose play nowadays.
Brother.
And especially a guy who would be either totally into analytics or completely against it.
It's still illegal to gamble in baseball, Jarrett.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's so much easier now to do that he'd get even more trouble.
Or it'd be harder to catch him.
Yeah.
Eric.
All right, I'm hoping the bias here doesn't get me, but I would love to see Jerry Rice play, only for the mere fact that if he's as great as he was then as he is now, him and Fitz going, you know, essentially side by side at the same time as two all-time great wide receivers, that'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Eh. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't ever that exciting of a player, even when he was great.
I'm going to go with, on my third round pick, I'm going to go with a two-sport guy, Bo Jackson. I'd love to see him in today's NFL and Major League Baseball, but mostly the NFL.
Yeah.
Vic, you got two picks to close out your team.
Yeah, okay. Give me, I'd like to see Dan Marino play quarterback in this day and age, and I'd like to
see... imagine the numbers he put up.
Oh, my goodness. And I'd like to see Jackie Robinson play baseball.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Your last pick, Vinny.
You guys might scoff at this one, but I have reason behind it.
Uh-huh.
Because he was just at the edge of this movement. If Steve Nash played in today's NBA with a green light to shoot, like shooters have now, what would that look like? I'm going with Steve Nash.
That's a good one. Eric, last pick.
All right, last pick. You know, one of the all-time greats also, so I might as well. Secretariat. He'd probably run laps around all these lazy horses nowadays.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Double-decker buses, you've been put on warning here. I'm going to go with a guy who, this is almost sort of another, not necessarily because of his greatness, although he is a Hall of Famer, to see if he would become Johnny Manziel or Baker Mayfield 2.0, I would love to see Joe Namath in today's NFL.
Ooh, that's a pretty interesting one. If you look at Joe Namath's stats, you'll be completely underwhelmed. But it was a different,
I totally
it
agree
was a
with
different
that.
Sport altogether.
Totally agree with that.
All right, so our picks have been made. Jarrett's team on athletes he'd like to plug into modern day. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Pete Rose, Joe Namath, Eric at Wilt Chamberlain. Wayne Gretzky, Jerry Rice, and Secretariat. I got Babe Ruth, Pete Maravich, Bo Jackson, and Steve Nash. Bick's got Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Dan Marino, Jackie Robinson. Four pretty interesting teams.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get this up on Twitter at Bickley_Murata. You vote. You determine the winner. It's Mock My World. We do it every Tuesday here on the show.